when the trench was being dug, this is a famous thing, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they complained of hunger. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now they were complaining that they're so hungry that they actually tied stones to their bellies. Each one had a stone tied to his belly. Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he picks up his kurta and he shows them that he has got two stones tied to his belly. Up until that point, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was enduring it with sabr. But when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came and now they complained of hunger, then a mu'jiza came into play. Then we find that the da'wah took place. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is some food, you know, prepared at home for about 10-15, bring few sahaba and come away. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an announcement to all the sahaba who were digging there, chalo, he has invited us home. This sahabi runs home, he's telling his wife, you know what, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming with the whole army. She said, did you tell him you only got food for 10 or 15? He said, yes. She said, then no problem. Then no problem. If he's bringing the whole army and coming, then he knows what he's doing. But he gave instruction, tell, don't open the pot. Don't do anything till I come. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went in the house, dished out the food, called few sahaba in, told them to eat. They finished, eat. They went out. Few more came, ate, went out. Like that, the whole, don't know how many hundred of them, they all partook of the meal. After they all ate, the family people too ate, everybody ate, and there was still same amount of food that they had cooked. But when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through that hunger, one stone, two stones tied on the belly, sabr. Total sabr. But when sahaba came, that now they can't endure, then the mu'jiza comes into me. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes sabr when he is driven out of Makkah Sharif. He is forced to leave his own homeland. He is driven out of Makkah Sharif. What does he do? No fuss, no fight. When he is leaving Makkah Sharif, he turns around and he addresses Makkah Sharif. He says, oh Makkah, to the effect. He expresses his muhabbat for Makkah Sharif. And he says, if it wasn't that your people drove me out, I would never have left you. I would have never left this city. There too, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he endures it with sabr. He endures it with patience. Then if we have to look, insults. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is insulted. How much he is insulted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions in the Quran Sharif the different insults that are hurled at Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, he is a sorcerer. He is one a'udhu billah. We don't want to even mention these things, what they mentioned. But different insults, hurling different types of insults upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then if that wasn't enough, then they make a scandal on Ummul Mu'mineen, Ma'aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But all this, you don't find that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now lost his cool and he's gone angry and nobody can come near him now and he's very, very upset about everything. No matter what the situation, different forms, different tests, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endured with sabr. It wasn't now that when they insulted him and they troubled him, now when he came home, now Ummatul Mu'mineen, they knew now they mustn't go near him, he's very upset now. The other day one person was telling me, he said, now I've got a terrible headache, very, very heavy headache. I went home also, I just told my wife, don't talk to me, just keep quiet. Don't talk to me. My head is paining. Just now, you talk to me, I'll take off with you. So this is us. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had what a severe headache. What a severe headache. The headache that was now in his marz-e-wafat. He comes home, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says to him that my head is paining. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells her, you know how my head is paining. But no upset, no anger. Sabr, endurance. So much Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endured. And then he was still prepared to endure for the sake of the ummah. That when it came to even the last moments, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's saying, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked for a utensil of water. She thought Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to drink. The utensil was brought. He said, leave it here next to me. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's putting his Mubarak hand in that water, and he's taking that water and he's putting on his face. Such was the fever, such was the pain he was enduring. And then when he came to Sakrat, the pangs of maut, the pangs of death, at that time, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, says, oh Jibreel, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions about the pain of death. Jibreel alayhi salam tells Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no program, there is no intention whatsoever of causing you any pain. What right do I have to cause you pain? You are the most beloved. If it wasn't for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam wouldn't have come into existence. They say, there is no intention of causing any pain to you. But this is death. The angel of death is extracting the soul. This is maut. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, if there is no intention to cause me pain, and this is the pain that I am feeling of death, then what will be the pain of my ummatis? What will be the pain of my ummatis when they are passing away? So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a request that, O Jibreel, ask Allah Ta'ala to give me the entire ummah's pain now. That in my maut I must endure the whole ummah's pain. So when the ummatis are passing away, they don't have to endure pain. When we have got some pain, somebody else must complain about something. We will tell that person, Baba, you don't know what I am going through. Here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through pain, the pain of death. He is not worried about the pain he is feeling. He is worried about how his ummati is going to endure the pain. Rather, give me the pain. And while we are on this topic, one weakness that we have. We go to a house where there is a mayat. The person has lost his son or daughter or wife or whatever it is. That person is grieving. We must go there to console that person. Now what we do when we go there? We go there, yeah man, you know I too lost my son, man, you know what an experience it was, and we put him more bojan. We came to console this person or we came to get consoled? If we looking for somebody to console us, then we mustn't go there to make taziyat. We going there to console that person. But this is, we are like that, we are weak, that whatever we endured, that is the worst. Nobody else went through what I went through. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is prepared to put his pain aside and take on the pain of the entire ummah and endure that also with sabr, endure that also with patience. Then if we have to look, forget the insults, actually beating up of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Mataf area, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was beaten up. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu who narrates that incident, He says the way they were choking Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I actually seen the eyes of Nabi Karim, you know, like when you choke somebody, how like the eyes is like popping. He says like that they were choking Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But sabr, sabr, patience. It's all for the deen of Allah. It's for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I will make sabr, I will be patient. And we, what is our halat? One small little problem, I'm not going to that mosque no more. One small little problem, I'm not talking to that Mawlana no more. Look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he endures. What he endures. But he still makes fikr on the same people. He still makes dua for the same people. Taif. Do we have to even go into the details of the incident? Immediately after that. One is sometimes somebody hurts you. At that time you find it very hard to make maaf. Later on when the pain is gone, the wounds are healed, then maybe you can make maaf. Yeah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wounds are fresh, body is still bleeding, pain is still being felt. Just now all this thing happened. Malaika come to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you give the word, you'll crush the mountains on these people, finish them off. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, don't do that. If they don't bring iman, maybe their progeny will bring iman. And the same people of Taif, the same people of Taif, later on, the Muslims have laid siege to Taif. The Muslims, after that battle against the Hawazin and Saqif, Hunain battle, and the remnants, they all ran away there to Taif. The Muslims had laid siege to Taif. But it was a situation where these people were in the forts, Muslims were on the outside. They couldn't go anywhere. The Muslims couldn't penetrate the forts. If Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had any vengeance, you know, in his heart that he wanted revenge, he would have said, starve them. Let's stay here. Come what may. No matter how many sahaba lose their lives and whatever, never mind. I got a score to settle with these people, like how we say. I got a score to settle. I got onion to peel with you. Nothing of the sort. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact, long before Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, right, let's go back to Medina, leave these people. Sahaba said, no, let's stay. Let's continue the jihad. After that day two, they realized the hikmah, the wisdom in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves them, he goes away. Before Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can leave Makkah Sharif to go back to Medina Sharif, these same people come back. And they come back asking for favors. They come back asking for favors. They want their prisoners to be returned to them. These same people, Taif people. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes announcement to the Sahaba. Give them back these people. Can we begin to fathom the sabr of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What a heart. What a heart. If hearts were hearts, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a heart. And if we have to weigh our heart against the heart of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we would come to the conclusion that we got rocks in our chest. Now if you look at everything, you take a person has lost a child, he is depressed the rest of his life. Every time somebody else's child passes away, he goes back into a depression. He takes so long to get over it. Sometime a person loses his spouse, he is totally depressed now, he's finished up. You need to have counseling now, and you need to have support groups. All because we don't have ma'iyat of Allah. We need support group, we need this, we need that. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his hayati, two of his wives passed away. Did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now sit down in depression? So, no, now I can't go perform namaz and I can't do the work of deen and everything now. I need to take a break now, my wife has passed away. Nothing of the sort. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loses 3 sons. Leave 1 son, 3 sons. Daughter passes away in his hayati. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, his uncle, how he is made shaheed in his hayati. His cousin Hazrat Jafar, how he is made shaheed. Can't even recognize the body. All this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endures. His friends, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they are tortured, they are killed. Everything with sabr, with patience. And true patience. One is the person is 2 foot. You know, you get somebody, maybe he's 3 foot or something. Thin person like myself now. And now one person like Ashraf size. He's coming to fight with me. So I tell him that no. I got a lot of sabar. I won't fight with you. I got a lot of sabar. You do whatever you want to do. I got a lot of sabar. I won't do anything to you. So that is no kamal. I know I can't do nothing to him. So I say, no, I'm a lot of sabar now. I won't do anything. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some may say that no, that time he couldn't do anything. That's why he wasn't doing anything. But when Fateh Makkah took place, now those same Quraysh were in front of him. Then what he says to them? La tasriba alaykum al-yawm yaghfirullahu lakum wa huwa arhamur rahimin. There's nothing, no, there's no revenge, there's nothing. At that time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have taken it, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'uzu billah had kept any vengeance in his heart and he wanted some revenge, then at that time was the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had uplifted the sanctity of Makkah Sharif. At that time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, finish them. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave. In fact, certain people who were afraid, they too were given tasalli. They don't be frightened, don't worry. You come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is prepared to forgive you, overlook. That same Wahshi who killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgives him. Then that Hinda, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgives her. So sabr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endured all the trials, all the pain, all the tribulations, everything with patience. His whole life was a life filled with sabr. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has told us in one hadith sharif, you look at sabr in all those matters. We'll take one more type of sabr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the Bedouins. The bichara, simple people. They come from the villages, very hardy type of people. They come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they want to ask a question. They got no manners. They got no tariqah of asking questions. They got no tariqah of sitting in a program, nothing. Harsh ways they ask certain questions. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endures with patience. One Bedouin, he comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he yanks Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his shawl. The Sahabi who is narrating the incident, he said, actually it left a mark, could see red marks on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's neck. Mubarak. And then what he tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I must give you a gist of what he said. He said that money in a Baitul Mal don't belong to you, don't belong to your father. Load these camels up, I need some grain. Let somebody come talk to us like that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders, load this camel up with grain. We get upset, children making noise in a masjid, messing around, somebody not parking properly, somebody doing this, somebody doing that. Person comes and urinates in the masjid, not in Taqwa masjid, Masjidun Nabawi. He's urinating in the masjid. Sahaba radiallahu anhum get upset. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, leave him. Let him finish doing what he's doing. There was hikmat in there. If you're going to go to shout him now, you're going to go to move him, what's going to happen? He can't stop himself now. He has started doing what he is doing. The whole masjid is going to get messed now. So rather leave him in one spot where he is doing what he is doing. After he finished, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. Those same sahaba who were getting angry, he told them, now go clean it. You all go clean it now. Then he called him and he taught him. He said, this is the masjid, the house of Allah. This is not a place where you can do these type of things. That sahabi, what he says? He says, more soft, more loving a teacher I never ever came across. So sabr even in that, in ta'deem, in making tarbiyat. Imagine sahabi comes up to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I want permission to commit zina. You need permission to commit zina. Now if the person came to us, now hold on, I'm good. What can person? No shame you got, sharam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lovingly he explains to him, and he puts his mubarak hand on that sahabi's chest. The sahabi says, up to now I can still feel the coolness of the palm of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on my chest. From that day till now, not even the thought of zina came to my mind. So even in ta'neem, in tarbiyat, in every aspect, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the house of Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu anha, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anha, that tahajjud mimbar we talk about there when we go Madinah Sharif. So in front of that was the house of Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu anha. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go there and wake them up for tahajjud. Read in the riwayat what they would tell him. He's waking them up for tahajjud. Read in the riwayat what they would say. He would get angry. Get upset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we too adopt this quality of sabr in every aspect, every walk of our life. Now there's so many different departments in sabr also. Sabr ala ta'at, sabr anil ma'asiyah. Some other time inshallah we will discuss those things. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us tawfiq to make sabr. And we must keep this hadith sharif in front of us. Innama sabru inda sadamatil ula. That sabr is when the affliction takes place. Not when the thing took place. He brought the whole roof down and everything. After 10 days when everybody met him and all the thing happened. But you know now we making sabr. We making sabr. No, when the problem takes place, at that time for him to hold himself, that is sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh.